and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. After his surprise visit to Ukraine yesterday, President Biden is planning to speak in the capital of Poland.
The president speaks today at the Royal Palace here in Warsaw to underscore his commitment to the Ukrainians in their fight.
Biden needs to make the case why this war matters.
Dan Fried served under Bill Clinton as ambassador to Poland.
Putin is challenging us in the same way that Hitler did.
A recent AP poll shows Americans are now split on sending direct financial assistance to Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments later today in a case where the plaintiffs want tech companies to be legally liable for content that was recommended by their algorithms. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Google's position is that people come to YouTube to use the search function, which relies on algorithms to give viewers choices of what else they can watch. Google maintains that it's a recommendation and not an endorsement.
Mardi Gras has returned to New Orleans, says CBS's Janet Chamblian.
After 2 years of pandemic losses, businesses are encouraged by the crowds, but concerned about how the fear factor will impact tourism.
Whether it's the murder capital or what, I think sometimes people just give us a bad name.
Amid its biggest party, tough times in the Big Easy.
Today, of course, is Fat Tuesday. Southwest Georgia is the focus of prayers of Americans and people around the world.
Family and close friends are spending time with former President Jimmy Carter, who is now in home hospice care. Leanne Smith is a niece.
Had my crying fits, and we knew it was coming, but, you know, it's to me, I mean, he's my uncle, and I think he's the best.
Smith says she can't put into words how former First Lady Rosalynn is feeling. The Carters have been married for nearly 76 years. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
Some food regulations have left American consumers exposed to chemicals and additives that have been banned in other countries. More on that from CBS's Holly Williams in London.
Potassium bromate used by some food makers to strengthen dough and estimated to be present in over 100 products.
Researchers say another person's been cured of HIV after a stem cell transplant that also treated the 53-year-old man's leukemia. The news was published in the journal Nature Medicine. The man was diagnosed with HIV in 2008, then 3 years later, blood cancer. In 2013, he had a bone marrow transplant. In 2018, stopped taking anti-HIV drugs. 4 years later, testing found no trace of HIV in his body. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit generalsteel.com.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to find out what General Steel can do for your home or business. That's 888-98-STEEL. Our team will answer your questions and offer you a customized quote. Just call 888-987-8335 now or buygeneralsteel.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 26, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, wisdems.org, W-I-S-D-E-M-S.org is the website. Ben Wickler, and Ben, B-E-N-W-I-K-L-E-R on Twitter, and Wisdems on Twitter. Ben, welcome back to the program. You know, I have known you for, I think, a decade or longer, and have always been impressed by you and your political acumen, and have been watching your career now as chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and I'm just so impressed by the work you're doing. I just wanted to tip my hat to you before we even began the conversation. Tell us about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race tomorrow and why people all across the country should be concerned about this.
Absolutely, and that's very kind of you to say, Tom. I appreciate it. I am joining you now from Wisconsin, the only state in the country where four of the last six presidential races has come down to less than one percentage point. And what happens tomorrow is that Wisconsin voters will choose the two general election nominees for a state Supreme Court race to determine who will fill the tip the balance open seat on our state Supreme Court. Whoever wins that race, the general elections April 4th, will cast the deciding vote in every critical judicial decision that shapes voting rights, that shapes abortion freedoms, that shapes whether the 2024 election result will be certified properly or not. All of those decisions hang on what happens 6 weeks and one day from now. And all of that is connected to what happens tomorrow. Wisconsin is the state that has to be won by whoever wants to get to the White House. It is the state that put Trump over the top in 2016. It's the state that put Biden over the top in 2020. It is in both parties' crosshairs in 2024. And tomorrow we will narrow from a four-candidate field in the primary to one progressive and one conservative, hyper-conservative, ultra-mega-conservative. We know that both of the Republicans running in this race will do just about anything to cement Republican power in defiance of democracy. And so, really, this is the starting gun for the most important election of 2023, and it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, and tomorrow is the primary, and then the general is in April. I'm sorry, I had thought that this was the general election. That's why I wanted to get you on. I'm a little out of touch with, you know, individual state races, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court has involved itself in some very, very consequential decisions, some of which have national import. Can you tell us about what might be the stakes for Wisconsin and how, as precedent, that may echo nationally?
Absolutely. It's most people, even in Wisconsin, aren't aware of the election dates, of what's going on, the stakes in this race. I call this the most important election nobody's ever heard of. Right. Because turnout plummets in these spring elections. They're nonpartisan officially. There's no D or R next to the candidates' names. And yet the consequences for everything political and really everything in life are hard to overstate. Let's start with abortion. Wisconsin has a law that was passed in the year 1849, before women could vote, before the invention of modern medicine, that makes performing an abortion a felony punishable by 6 years in prison. And it's not clear whether that law is enforceable today. And until it's clear, no hospital in Wisconsin, no clinic, is providing abortion care, even when it's care for a miscarriage that could not possibly lead to a pregnancy, because this incredibly antiquated law might be in effect and people might be prosecuted. The state Supreme Court will decide whether this abortion ban should be enforceable or whether it has been invalidated by subsequent laws that passed. So this election will determine the future of reproductive freedom in the state of Wisconsin. That's, for starters, maybe the most personal issue, the issue that will motivate the most voters in the race this April. It will echo for years to come. But for the rest of the country, the bigger spotlight might be on the stakes for democracy. Our state Supreme Court ruled last year that to deliver a relative's absentee ballot, or to use a, that should be a crime, that to use a drop box should be illegal. All the drop boxes were removed for absentee ballots in our state, not because our legislature passed a law that our governor signed. Our governor would have vetoed a law like that, but because the state Supreme Court decided to make up these new rules out of whole cloth after decades in which drop boxes were used to deliver absentee ballots. Our state Supreme Court looked at the redistricting situation. The right-wing legislature had proposed ultra-gerrymandered maps. Our Democratic governor vetoed the Republican's proposal, proposed fair maps. The state Supreme Court just chose the most gerrymandered maps in the country. We're a 50-50 state. 6 out of 8 congressional seats are held by Republicans. And almost two-thirds, a near supermajority of our state legislative seats are held by Republicans because the maps are rigged. What this means is that once we have a new Supreme Court, if a progressive wins, they could declare these unconstitutional district lines unconstitutional. This happened in Pennsylvania before. We could have new maps drawn in the state of Wisconsin. That could mean, even if it's just a 50-50 year, like so many years are in Wisconsin, 2 more House seats for Democrats in the U.S. Congress. It could mean a shot for Democrats to actually win majorities in the state legislature. Cases around union organizing. Our current state, the partisan Republican majority in our state Supreme Court upheld our former governor Scott Walker's attacks on unions, Act 10, which hammered public sector unions, then right-to-work laws. Those could be vulnerable to constitutional challenge in our state. We could restore the right to work. And if not now, then once we win majorities in the state legislature, we could do it legislatively. So much progress is possible. But if we don't win, we are stuck in a doom loop where Republicans choose their own district lines to guarantee their reelection. And then the state Supreme Court rubber stamps those maps so that no matter how infuriated the public becomes about Republican corruption, Republican perfidy, Republican attacks on the idea of democracy, there's no recourse for voters because the district lines are drawn in a way that guarantees the Republicans will have a hammerlock on our state legislature, the state budget, and the state lawmaking process.
Yeah,
those are the stakes.
Yeah, you mean restore the right to unionize, right?
Rather
absolutely.
Than
right to work
that's
for
what,
less.
That's yeah. what can happen.
And boy, it's been a while since I've heard anybody use the word perfidy. Good on you, Ben. Who are the behind the scenes players here? I'm guessing that the progressive nominee will probably have a lot of support. You're not sure who that's going to be right now.
Well, there's two. There's Janet Protasiewicz and Everett Mitchell. Either of them would be a day and night improvement over what we see from the Republicans right now. Right. Our state party, our constitution, we're neutral between those two primary candidates, and we're encouraging folks to go out and vote for either one.
Okay.
But I can tell you who's behind the Republican side in this field.
Great. Go for
it. It's a kind of scary roster. So there are three names I want to highlight in particular. The first one is Richard Uihlein. Richard and his wife, Liz Uihlein, are the biggest Republican donors in the country. They were the biggest funders of the Stop the Steal rally right before the January 6th insurrection. And they, through a super PAC, have declared that they're going to spend millions of dollars, particularly to put Dan Kelly, one of the two Republican candidates in this race, on the Supreme Court. They've already spent $1.5 million, but that's just a down payment. The second one is Diane Hendricks. Diane Hendricks is the wealthiest self-made woman in the country. She runs ABC Home. She's an ultra-MAGA Republican donor. She has also just started pouring money into the race. Diane Hendricks and Richard Uihlein put $29 million into the race to reelect Ron Johnson. They're the reason why Ron Johnson won by 1 percentage point in 2022, even though he was so profoundly unpopular through a smear campaign orchestrated by the guy who did Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and now is running Donald Trump's campaign. That was all funded by those two billionaires. And the third name, even scarier than the other two, is Leonard Leo, the architect of the Federalist Society's strategy to basically rig the whole court system, starting with the Supreme Court on down. He personally donated $20,000 just in the last week to, again, to Dan Kelly, one of these Republican candidates. It's pretty clear that the whole Federalist Society donor network, Leonard Leo controls more than $1 billion that was handed to him by a Republican mega donor, and the Uline and Hendricks special interest money will come crashing in. So this is going to be a contest of democracy and people power and the rule of law and all the things that we're supposed to stand for in this country against the money power, against an attempt to rig our judicial system to lock in small d democratic power in the state that tips national power.
We're talking
about the stage here, and we see the other side coming right at us.
I get it. We're talking with Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. WisDems.org is the website. Ben, last question here. We're running out of time. What can people who are not in Wisconsin, obviously, if you're in Wisconsin, make sure that your voter registration is up to date and show up both for the primary and for the general election in April? But what can people who are outside Wisconsin do to help?
We need your time, your treasure, and your talent. Go to wisdems.org/phonebank, and you can sign up for our volunteer phone banks that happen pretty much every day. We need calls in to make sure that people who share our values turn out and vote in this election. They're grateful for your calls. You're not annoying people right now. Most people don't know this race is happening. Wisdems.org/volunteer and wisdems.org/donate. We're allowed to provide unlimited support to our candidate in the general election through the party. So we'll be running a massive Get Out the Vote program, voter protection program, communications operation. Please do chip in. Your dollars can go further in this race than just about any other political context, because this race tips the court, that tips the state, that tips the country.
You said that the race is nonpartisan, and yet there's a primary, and you're expecting basically a Republican and a Democrat to come out of this. How does that work?
So essentially, the work of the party, the work of also the Republicans working on this race, the work of the candidates has been to communicate with voters about their values. So at this point, we can tell from our polling, but progressive voters are going to vote for either the two progressive candidates. Conservatives will vote for either the two conservative candidates. It's like two sides of a piece of pizza. Mm-hmm. And as long as one or the other or both of the sides isn't completely perfect, it has at least some margin between the winner and the loser, you wind up with one progressive and one conservative just okay. running through the math. So we're confident it'll be one from each lane. But then in the general election, it becomes this arm wrestling match in a state that is almost perfectly balanced on a knife's edge to figure out who wins. There were two elections that came down to less than half a percentage point for state Supreme Court over the last 12 years. This could be that close, one vote per precinct. So this is a moment when every dollar and every phone call could actually win the election.
So get thee over to WISDEMS, WISDEMS.org, and /volunteer/donate/whatever, and or just check it from the main menu, I'm assuming, Ben. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Keep up the great work, Ben. Great having you with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Yeah, great talking with you. We will be back. Why is the Republican Party trying to drive America deeper into poverty? I'll tell you about that right after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And has Marjorie Taylor Greene become a useful troll for Kevin McCarthy, or is she going off in another new weird direction? Or both? When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and then they can sell this information to tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Well, let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. For their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. You can check out the whole free cruise guide at AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. It is 23 minutes past the hour, and let's see here. All right, the American plan, or the GOP plan, this is pretty breathtaking, really, when you think about it. The Republican Party right now is, Jake Johnson writing about this over at commondreams.org, the GOP is taking budget advice from Trump official who wants to cut $2 trillion from Medicaid. This is the former Office of Management and Budget Chief, Russ Voss, guy who worked for Trump.
has emerged as, this is a quote from the Washington Post, has emerged as one of the central voices shaping the looming showdown over federal spending and the national debt. And they just put out a 104-page memo dealing with specific spending levels for every federal agency. And basically, they want to obliterate Social Security and Medicare. The Vought's agenda, the Post noted, proposes $9 trillion in federal spending cuts over the next 10 years, targeting thousands of domestic programs, including Medicaid and SNAP, a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, sometimes referred to as food stamps. So, you know, the Republicans, once again, they're all about tax cuts for billionaires. They're all about deregulation of giant corporations and tax cuts for giant corporations. Not so much for average working people. In the meantime, we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, speaking of the Republican Party. On Friday, she tweeted that there was this, she said, too many people in the Republican Party have fallen prey to liars and grifters. Quote, "These," she said, "there are grifters and liars that our base believe, unfortunately. These people always claim to, quote, know the truth and have, quote, sources, but always mislead people and grift for donations. Can't wait for the real news tomorrow. I love being right." And a lot of people were going, what? What's she talking about? What? And, well, today she's tweeting, "Everyone I talk to says this. We need a national divorce from the sick and disgusting woke culture issue shoved down our throats to the Democrats' traitorous America Last policies. We are done." And she goes on to say, "Americans hate Joe Biden because of his visit to Ukraine, among other things." This is the face of the Republican Party. Now, my take on it, when Marjorie Taylor Greene first came out and said, you know, there's grifters and liars among us, among the Republicans, was that she's watching what happened with Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert almost lost her race. Lauren Boebert has embraced crazy. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has decided, I believe, that going down the crazy road is not going to, it might help her in the primaries, but she doesn't have to worry about primaries anymore. She's in her second term in Congress, or not worry so much. So I think that she's starting to suck up to the power structure, as it were, and that's Kevin McCarthy and friends. So the question is, how far is she going to go in taking on her own party? And I think she put a toe in the water last week and might be pulling that toe out today, because she's now back to promoting the Russian line. You know, we now have around 40 members of 40 Republicans in Congress who are openly supporting and parroting Vladimir Putin's propaganda about Ukraine.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be right back with your calls and thoughts on all these things right after this.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 26, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
With each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. And welcome. Welcome back. By the way, if you were on hold a minute ago, all our lines were filled, but we were hearing this crackling on the phone, and I thought it was might be on our end. So we rebooted our phones, which dumped all of our callers. So it wasn't personal. Just, you know, call back, as they say in the radio business. So picking up your calls and your thoughts on the day, Nicholas in San Cristobal, New Mexico, or in Mexico. Hey, Nicholas,
good morning.
What's up?
First of all, just hoping you're okay now and everything's calming down for you and your family.
I'm fine.
Yeah, good. Bless you. Bless all of you. An important article, I think really an important article, in today's New York Times that you might have read, it was entitled pretty strongly, The Trouble with Russia is Russia. And it's written by the great Ukrainian novelist Oksana Zabushko, who has always written brilliantly, and this article is so brilliant. I want to bring something up with you that she brought quickly, because I know time's always of the essence here. But she goes into the Chechnya, the history of Chechnya, particularly after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, that Chechnya was one of, you know, the two, like, autonomous republics, I guess they were called, of the newly independent Russian Federation.
Right.
They claimed independence, and the Russians weren't having it.
Right.
And the problem was the West was doing nothing about it.
Right.
They left the Chechens to fight the Russians.
Well, Putin went in there, and he flattened them. I mean,
right?
He killed
an
thousands.
Bloodbath.
Yeah.
The West should be ashamed forever for not having... This was what began the whole Russian incursion into Ukraine,
right.
She claims, and brilliantly
said. Well, it went from Chechnya to Georgia to you know,
right.
The covert activity in Moldova, which is now bearing fruit this week.
Now blossoming, if you will, in a bad way, bearing what they call it, the dark fruit of history.
Yeah.
She goes on to say that the dismemberment, basically, of the Soviet Empire was duly halted at the borders of Russia itself, right? At the cost of these devastating wars that you just mentioned, Chechnya being the biggest of them, which she refers to as Ishkeria as part of Ukraine. Here we go. So she says, basically, if I have to find this, she says it so beautifully. She says that basically it has brought about the whole new... state of being for Russia that allows for imperialist terrorist war. And then she goes into the long history of Russia, so brilliant. You've got to read this article. That Russia basically has always been an imperialist nation from its very inception.
Sure.
It has been, whether it calls itself Soviet, whether it calls itself the Russian Federation, or whether it calls itself Tsarist Russia.
Yeah, it's always been about empire.
Always been.
Where is this article published, Nicholas?
What? Sorry?
Where?
Sorry, it's the New York Times today, and it's brilliant. The problem with Russia is Russia.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And it's Oksana Bashkova, and she's brilliant. This lady writes, number one, as only a great novelist can, she writes this long, incredible history, step by step by step, about what Russia actually has always been and is now and will probably always continue to be, and as she claims, until it is completely dismembered and starts from scratch.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible.
Dismember it well.
And it underlines everything you've been saying all along, way, and everybody, I think, who's half decently informed about the entire situation, Russia is simply the aggressor.
Yeah.
And must be stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, you know, it begs the question, if the West had gone to the defense of Austria, you know, or Czechoslovakia, the Sudetenland, or even Poland in 1939, might we have succeeded in stopping, you know, in keeping the Nazis in a bottle and then, you know, their own corruption would have imploded.
Have all been avoided.
Yeah,
but we're certainly not going to avoid future problems if we don't stop Putin now.
I agree.
Authoritarian terrorist war simply is not on. It can't be allowed.
I'm with you. Nicholas, thank you. Thank you. Very well said. I'll check out the New York Times today. Greg in Sherman Oaks, California. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. We've met when Stephanie Miller interviewed you out here at UCLA.
Uh-huh.
and I have been a longtime fan and a supporter.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to bring up an issue that I'd love to get your attention to in regard to enforcement of civil rights complaints in California.
Okay.
And here's an interesting statistic. Less than 1% of 2016 complaints resulted in litigation. Of the 4,799 claims the DFEH investigated, it referred only 118, which is 2%, to the legal division, which then brought only 26% of that to litigation.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
hang on just a second. Yes. I mean, there's an alternative in here someplace. Is that because other cases were settled out of court essentially with apologies or fines or changes in behavior or people getting fired?
Well, interestingly, probably 95% to 98% of the cases are dismissed and status as insufficient evidence because the agency uses an electronic filtering system like employers use with resumes. And if you don't check enough boxes, or if you don't check the right boxes, you know, they just turn around and hand it back to you with a letter giving you a right to sue, assuming that you have a small fortune to put into litigation. And then they file, you know, a minuscule number of cases.
Yeah.
And
so what are you going to do about this, Greg?
Five. I've been trying to get every investigative journalist outlet interested in this. I got my former assemblyman, Adrian Nazarian, to follow up with it. And they stiff-armed him, and the agency refuses any disclosure about their internal investigations, and they refuse public records requests.
Huh.
And I had a case that was in there, so I know exactly how that
process. You might want to reach out to James over at randomlengthnews.com, I think is the website. You know, he publishes a community newspaper there and does some pretty amazing stuff. There's also the LA Progressive. I mean, you've got a couple of good progressive publications in Southern California there. I realize it's not Sherman Oaks. Actually, I'm not sure where Sherman Oaks is now that I think about it. Are you in the LA area?
It's just over the hill from
Okay, so you've got a couple of good publications there, and of course you got people who work at KPFK. Jump on it and keep me up to date on what happens there. Greg, thanks for the call. Dan in Seal Beach, California. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Is that Ben?
Yeah, Dan.
Hello?
You're on the air.
No, it's Ben.
Oh, Ben, okay. We got written
Ben
down wrong.
Seal
I'll
Beach.
Fix that. B-E-N, right?
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Why are we not taking this war in Ukraine in context? I believe the whole genesis of this thing was started in 2014 when we overthrew the government in the Ukraine.
When we overthrew the government.
We installed a puppet dictatorship.
Wait a minute, you're talking about the Yanukovych government that Paul Manafort went in and helped put into place with money from Vladimir Putin? When that government was overthrown in the Orange Revolution by the Ukrainian people, is that what you're talking?
Yeah.
Ben, are you seriously calling up here to try to feed more Russian propaganda into this program? Honest to God,
you call it Russian propaganda?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Did we not help overthrow that government?
I don't know, but I think it was. I don't think that having the government being run by Paul Manafort and Vladimir Putin was doing Ukraine any good. Ben, I'm so, you know, good try. Another tanky there. Oh my God, Rick in Seattle. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, what I was interested in talking about is that the Republican Party just is so out of touch with the whole idea of democracy these days, and I feel that they're going to, they have to evolve with the rest of the world, or they'll end up, making themselves insignificant. And what I really think there should be is a one world government that with nation states that keep their sovereignty but have an over underlying democratic socialist point of view.
It's called the United Nations.
For the whole world. Yeah, well, it should be a United Nations, really, instead of just a building that's called that.
Well, you know, I think they're doing the best they can, given that more than half the governments in the world are autocratic rather than democratic.
I know. We need to change that somehow with the votes of the people around the world.
Well, I think, you know, what's happening right now seems to be that the world is becoming, bipolar, you know, axis, allies and axis kind of thing, like it was, you know, with World War II, which is concerning, particularly with China, you know, getting closer and closer to Russia, and now, you know, the Biden administration, you know, warning them about arming, you know, giving Russia lethal aid in Ukraine. Rick, thank you for the call. I'm still just amazed at the tanky who called a few minutes ago and said that, you know, when the Russians intervened in democratic Ukraine with Paul Manafort and installed a Russian puppet, Yanukovych, that overthrowing him, the people of Ukraine overthrowing him, was somehow a bad thing.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And of course, Paul Manafort came to the United States with money from another Russian oligarch who's close to Putin and helped install Donald Trump. And where are these tankies getting this crap?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. You know, Louise and I absolutely love cruising. It's our favorite way to vacation. You only unpack once and you get to go to all these cool places and the food is spectacular. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Jackie in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Jackie. Thanks for listening to KBCS. What's up?
Good morning. Happy Monday, Tom. How are you?
Thank you. Back at you. I'm fine. What's up?
Great. Okay. I just wanted to say, I only caught a little bit of what you said. I think I've heard it before. And I haven't read it, but it doesn't mean I am doubting you at all on Putin and rape, as you said it. I think that's...
It has been documented.
Probably.
The soldiers are being sent into combat with condoms, specifically to rape people.
Okay, here's where I'm going. And I think it's good to point these things out, as painful as it is. But this is also a fact. The United States has a culture of rape. 1 in 6 women in our country has experienced a violent attempt for rape, and the others have had a complete and absolute sexual assault. So it's not just a Russian phenomenon here, is my point. But I'm not finished, please.
Nobody Iraqi in the United States is arguing that rape should be used against women as a tool of genocide. Nobody, to the best of my knowledge. Yes, rape is a problem in the United States. Oh. But in Ukraine, you have another country that is using rape as a weapon of war.
Okay, so we have to look at this, though. We have to look at ourselves just a little bit, because Iraqi female detainees in 2003, there were many, many incidents of rape.
We have done, we have done terrible things in Iraq, Jackie. George W. Bush was a war criminal. I'm not defending any of that, but again, if you're throwing this stuff in the context of Ukraine, I'm not having it. Reed in Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Reed, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was wondering your opinion. By the way, thanks for being you. Your opinion on this head security officer being scrutinized for dealing with the Russians, and I'm wondering, why has the case with Moscow Mitch and his deal with the aluminum factory and all of that, and actually they changed the dropped some of the restrictions on Deripaska, I believe, and now I don't hear anything more about Moscow Mitch and the, to me, the collusion deal that he struck with Russia.
Yeah, Moscow Mitch McConnell helped Deripaska get his get the sanctions against him lifted so that he could come into Kentucky just in time for the election and claim that he was going to build a $200 million aluminum factory there. As soon as the election was over and Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, who were both, you know, claiming they had some role in this, and, you know, Rand Paul, of course, the guy who carried a packet of top secret documents from Donald Trump to personally hand deliver to Vladimir Putin in Moscow on a flight all by himself. You know, once these guys were safely reelected, Deripaska pulled out and said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. And it turns out that Deripaska and one of his buddies was apparently the guy who was, conveying information, who brought in the guy that Paul Manafort owed money to, that he was trying to work off this money by running the Trump campaign on behalf of Putin in 2016, or in 2015, actually, the primary campaign. And, the whole thing is just insanely sketchy. And I am hopeful that we will discover in due course, in due time, just how much the Russians actually inserted themselves into our election in 2016. We're getting some very, very troubling signs. Reed, thanks for the call. Sarah in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you know, you've got so many trolls today. You've got to be doing the right thing.
They're quite enthusiastic.
You are crazy. I mean, the last couple, I was screaming at the phone, looking at you on the television. It's like, no.
Yeah.
But my question, I mean, so we have the Hague in place. Why does it have to get so bad? And why does it have to, why do all these people have to be subject to these atrocities when there is a mechanism to stop it? I don't understand. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah. Well, arguably the international mechanism would be the United Nations, and because yeah. Russia has a veto on the Security Council, the United Nations has been rendered impotent, essentially. The court in The Hague.
Why are they not kicked out?
I beg your pardon?
I said, why aren't they kicked out?
There's not an easy mechanism for this. This was the compromise that was necessary at the creation of the United Nations to get countries like the Soviet Union to participate in it. We'll give you some power and we'll give you this veto authority because we're going to do everything by consensus. With regard to the court in The Hague, yes, they can prosecute and if. You know, I mean, Kamala Harris, went to Europe last week and came right out and said,
right.
These people are war criminals and we will hold them to account. I'm fully expecting that we will. It's just,
the other thing, quickly, I will say is that, you know, I think all of these people are counting on that they are white old males with a whole lot of money and they have no worries.
Yeah, it may be. It may be. Sarah, thank you for the call. Up next, Naomi Oreskes is going to drop by how corporations hooked America on the myth of the magic of the marketplace. Fascinating new piece here. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this